That's a song by Benny Galloway there. He'll be joining me in a couple of weeks with Anders Beck here on the Travis Book Happy Hour. As you can tell from, if you're listening at home, and people keep asking me, are there tickets available? Is it an in-person show? And indeed, it is. There are people here. You're in the flesh. Socially distanced, responsible, safe, but happy. And we're so glad you all are here. So for those of you listening at home, if you want to make plans to come and be part of the studio audience here at the Grey Eagle, go ahead and do so. We'll announce season two at some point. You can buy tickets for that then. I think there are some tickets available still for the Anders and Burl show, but for everybody else, please plan to tune in. And don't be shy about donating. It's one of the only ways the economics work these days. But as Gillian Welch said, you kind of got us where you want us. You've got it figured out that we're going to play music even if we don't get paid for it. So, you know, that's the good news. For music fans, there will always be musicians who can't get, you know, you can't escape it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what else would we do but play music? Even if no one cares, what else can you do?
Jacob Groopman from Front Country, read an interview that they just did, and he said, his perspective, the plight of musician right now, he's like, it's not that I want to play music. He said, I need to play music. And I was like, that's pretty much how I feel.
Yeah, I think the risky part where you lose control is when you need the response from the audience.
Yeah,
and that's something that's taken me a really long time to get beyond as a performer, because when you let the audience hold the keys to your happiness,
yeah,
it's just like letting your spouse hold the keys to your happiness. or anything external, he's spot on. It's like, I need to play music too, but that is the interesting. That is, I always feel like that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why do you need to play it? Is it because you need something from something outside yourself, or is it because it's just inside of you?
Only he can answer that.
Only he can answer that. Every musician has to answer that for themselves. And it's not black or white. It's on a spectrum.
Right.
But it's certainly an interesting thing to think about. And you can definitely tell when musicians don't care at all about the audience.
Yes.
Or when they care too much about the audience. And both things, for me, can be sort of off-putting. You may feel put off right now, in fact.
I was just thinking about that as you were describing that. I was like, how do we come off?
You know, that's the thing, is it doesn't really matter.
No, I freaking love what I'm playing music. I'm in the present moment, it's like meditation. This is awesome. If you guys are here and it's amazing, that makes it that much better.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a responsibility to perform for the audience who is paid to be here, but we can only do what we can do.
And they are as equally important in many regards, you know, to what is happening up here.
Well, yeah, if it's...
So thank you, guys. Really.
It's like if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there to hear it. You know, if you bring a song into form but you never play it for anybody, does it even matter?
If a dobro makes a stupid lick in the middle of an empty room, does anyone hear it?
Hopefully not.
All right, another tune?
Yeah, okay. This'll be our last tune for the night. And then we'll play an encore. If you want it.